Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be back again and to be able to minister the Lord's Word to you today. And let me first start off by saying happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here in our presence today. Thank you for all that you've done and all that you do and all that you'll continue to do. And I would like to point out that all across the country today, all across the world, there are many people who are celebrating Mother's Day. They're recognizing, observing good and great mothers. But today, we're not going to recognize and observe good or great mothers. We're actually going to do something better than that. What we'll do is we'll recognize and observe godly mothers. And there's a big difference between good or great mothers and godly mothers. So what we'll do is we'll look at Proverbs chapter 31. You could turn in your Bibles there. And what we'll do, Proverbs chapter 31, we'll read the chapter and then we'll pray to our Heavenly Father and ask for His help as we look at this particular portion of Scripture. Proverbs chapter 31, beginning at verse 1. The words of Ken Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him, "What, my son, and what, son of my womb, and what, son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kins. It is not for kins, O Lemuel, it is not for kins to drink wine, nor for princes intoxicate and drink, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is perishing, and wine to those who are bitter of heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the speechless in the cause of all who are appointed to die. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of the household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Amen. Let us pray to our Heavenly Father. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for another time you have given us, another opportunity to join in fellowship, to assemble together, to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise that you deserve for who you are, the creator of the universe, and what you've done, providing your sacrificial lamb and your son, Jesus Christ, who took on sin for us and nailed it to the cross and has provided for us our salvation, the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the entire world, meaning that your grace is sufficient enough to save the entire world, but efficient enough only for those who put their faith and trust in you. So we thank you for your perfect sacrifice for us, Father God. And we just think of those who couldn't be here today, Father God, because of illness and sickness, Father God. We pray for those who minister to them, that they would know that their labor is not in vain. We thank you for your word, Father God, which is guidance to us, Father God. And we pray that we would be attentive to your word in applying it to our lives, not being hearers of your word only, but doers of your word as well. I pray now that I'll be able to effectively communicate and convey what you have laid on my heart to share with your people, Father God. And we ask these things in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy and precious name. Hallelujah. Amen. Today we're going to look at four characteristics of a godly mother from this particular portion of Scripture. And I first would like to point out in the first nine verses of this chapter, we see that a godly mother teaches her children. A godly mother teaches her children first and foremost to do right and not to do wrong. Look at verse 3. It says that Ken Lemuel's mother taught him not to give his strength to women. At that particular time, many Kens had multiple wives. And we see in history that in certain situations, Kens who had multiple wives were led astray because of their wives that they had. Take King Solomon, for example, the wisest man to live. He had 700 wives of royal birth and 300 concubines, many of them who were foreigners and who were pagans and did not know God. And he was led astray by them in worship of false gods and idols. Ken Lemuel's mother, if you look in verses 4 and 5, also taught him not to drink wine or any intoxicating drink. A Ken must be able to make wise decisions at all times, and a Ken must uphold the law and make just decisions. Finally, Ken Lemuel's mother, in verses 8 and 9, taught him to plead the cause of the poor and needy. In other words, stand up for those who are poor and needy. Speak up for their cause, those who are speechless and mute. Make sure no one takes advantage of them. Defend them in their rights. So we see that Ken Lemuel's mother taught him right from wrong, and she taught him to do right and not to do wrong. And it's interesting because Ken Lemuel is not mentioned any other place in Scripture, and there are many theories as to who he actually was. Some will say that it was actually Ken Solomon and his mother who wrote this or taught him would be Bathsheba. But we don't know that for sure. But what we do know for sure from Scripture is that Ken Lemuel was well trained by a godly mother. It says in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it. It doesn't say the child won't wander away from the way. It simply says that the child won't depart from it when he is old. So when he is old, he'll still remember what his parents has taught him when he was a child. In this case, Ken Lemuel, even when he was old, was able to remember the instructions and the teachings of his mother so much so that he told others about his mother's instructions and teachings, and they were recorded in Scripture for our instruction and for our teaching and benefit. Second thing I want to point out with the teaching of godly mothers is that a godly mother teaches her children to put their faith in God. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, you have the Apostle Paul writing a letter to Timothy. And in verse 5 of chapter 1 of 2 Timothy, he says, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in you also. So here we see that Paul is urging Timothy to remember the genuine faith, the real faith that he has, which was instilled in him by a godly mother. It was instilled in him by observing the faith of his mother Eunice, who also had faith which she had developed by observing her mother Lois. So we see the generational influence and teaching that took place in the household from mother to daughter, with Lois teaching her daughter Eunice about God. And we also see that it wasn't teaching just in terms of passing down knowledge, but it was teaching in terms of living out of faith, a real living faith that could be observed and witnessed by the entire household. And it was also seen and witnessed up close and personal by those in the household, henceforth passing down such genuine faith to her daughter Eunice. And when Eunice grew old and had a child, Timothy, she was able to have the same influence on her son by living out her faith. Timothy was able to learn and observe what genuine faith in God should be and what it should look like. So a godly mother teaches her children. She teaches them to do right and not to do wrong. And a godly mother also teaches her children to put their faith in God. Let's look at verse 15 of Proverbs chapter 31. It reads, "She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants." The second characteristic of a godly mother, as in this outline in this passage of Scripture, is that a godly mother provides for her children and her household. She rises while it is still night to put food on the table. And I don't know about any of you here, but today when I woke up, I walked inside the kitchen and waiting for me was a hot, well-fresh prepared breakfast. And my mother was long gone already at work. She woke up early in the morning while it was still dark outside and prepared a delicious meal for me before she left for work, even on Mother's Day. And she's been doing that for 28 years, and I expected it too. So, because she always does it. So I knew that she was going to do it today too as well. So a godly mother provides for her children and her household. We see in verse 15 that she provides food. Also in verse 21, we also see that she provides clothing and shelter. Look in verse 21. "She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet." So a godly mother provides for her children and her household. But what I want to point out is that a godly mother relies on God to provide for her and her family's needs in good times as well as difficult times. A godly mother recognizes that she is only able to provide for herself as well as her family and household and others because God has provided her with the ability to provide. God is Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. 2 Corinthians 9:10 reads, "He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness." God is the ultimate provider. God is the best provider that we have. We cannot provide anything for ourselves or for others without God providing first the ability for us to provide for ourselves and others. And actually, what I want you to do, I want to look at 2 Kings chapter 4, where we'll see a short story about a godly mother who was a widow and how she was able to provide for herself and her family because of the Lord's provision only. 2 Kings chapter 4. We'll be looking at verses 1 to 7. 2 Kings chapter 4. And I'll begin reading at verse 1. "A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, 'Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves.' So Elisha said to her, 'What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?' And she said, 'Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil.' Then he said, 'Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour in it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones.' So when she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son, 'Bring me another vessel.' And he said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest. So the widow, who was in dire need, sought out the Lord's provision by going to the man of God, by going to the prophet Elisha, so that she would be able to provide for herself and her sons. We learn something very interesting from this particular portion of Scripture about the Lord's miraculous provision for this widow. First, we learn that the widow had more than enough oil to sell and pay off her debt. Second, we also learn that the widow had enough oil to sell and live on for the rest of her life, along with her sons, after she paid off all her debts. So Elisha told her, one, pay your debts with the money you get from selling the oil, and then live on the rest of the oil you sell, you and your sons. So a godly woman is able to provide for herself, her children, and her household because she relies on God to provide for her and her family's needs during good times and difficult times. A godly mother provides for her children and her household. Let's go back to Proverbs chapter 31. In Proverbs chapter 31, we'll look at verse 20. Verse 20 reads, she extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. The third characteristic of a godly mother is that a godly mother gives to the poor and the needy. Here we see that a godly mother practices what she taught her children. Ken Lemuel's mother taught him to plead the cause of the poor and needy, to take care of those who are poor and needy, to speak up for the speechless and the mute, to make sure no one takes advantage of them. But not only did she teach her son by utterance of speech and words, but she also taught him by her deeds and actions of actually doing what she taught others to do, by giving to the poor and the needy. The text says that the godly mother extends her hands to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. Deuteronomy 15:11 reads, for the poor will never cease from the land. Therefore, I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide to your brother, to your poor, and your needy in your land. So a godly mother gives to the poor and the needy. She doesn't just care about her own well-being or the well-being of those within her household only, but she cares for those who are outside of her household. She cares for those who are suffering, those who are poor and needy. So a godly mother gives to others. She gives to others who are in need. Let's look at verses 28 to 31. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The fourth characteristic of a godly mother is that a godly mother is praised by others. We see that she is praised by her children, her husband, and her household, as well as people outside of her household within the city. Her children call her blessed. They praise her success. They praise her for teaching them. They praise her for providing for them. They also praise her because she fears the Lord. Look at verse 30. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Proverbs 9 and 10 reads, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So we see that a godly mother is wise because she fears the Lord. She puts her faith in the Lord. And she is praised by others because of all that she has done. So a godly mother, as we see in this portion of Scripture, teaches, provides, gives, and is praised. These are the four characteristics of a godly mother. A godly mother teaches her children to do right and not to do wrong. She teaches her children, like Lois and Eunice, to put their faith in God at an early age. A godly mother provides for her children and her household by having faith in God to provide for her and her family's needs during good times as well as during difficult times. She doesn't just trust in God during the good times, but she also puts her trust and faith in God when times get difficult. And the godly mother, her children, and her household are able to witness the Lord's miraculous provision because of her faith in God. By the Lord's provision, a godly mother is able to provide food, clothing, and shelter for her children and her household. A godly mother gives to the poor and the needy by stretching out her hands to them, by giving to them financially, by helping them meet their needs. A godly mother isn't just concerned with her own well-being as well as her household's well-being, but she's also concerned about the well-being of others, people outside of her household. She cares about them. And a godly mother is praised by others. She's praised by her children. She's praised by her husband. She's praised by others within the city and community who know her and the works that she has done, a living faith. Her children praise her for teaching them. They praise her for providing for them. And they praise her because she fears the Lord. And she is wise and has understanding because she puts her fear in the Lord and her faith in the Lord. So to all the godly mothers who have taught and provided for their children, happy Mother's Day. To all the godly mothers who give to the poor and needy, happy Mother's Day. And to all the godly mothers who are still providing and teaching for their children, happy Mother's Day. Amen? Amen. Let us just close in prayer. Dear God, thank you for this time just to quickly look at your word, Father God, and to look at a few of the characteristics of a godly mother. It's not an exhaustive list, Father God, because there's a lot that you use godly mothers to do in our lives. But, Father God, we thank you for the godly mothers. We give you the praise, Father God. Even though we do praise them and thank them for what they've done, we ultimately give you the highest praise, Father God, for giving them to us as gifts, Father God. We thank you for what they have done in our lives. We thank you that they have taught us about your word from an early age. We thank you, Father God, that they have provided for us through your provision only. We thank you that they give to others and set a godly example for us. And we thank you, Father God, that ultimately when we praise them, we are praising you and giving you the highest praise, Father God, for providing them in our lives. Father God, I just pray now as we are about to separate and go our separate ways that we would be able to have a good time of fellowship with our godly mothers, Father God, and that you would get the glory, the honor, and the praise, that others would see the light in us in that dark and dying world, and that we would be able to share the gospel that people may hear and put their faith in you, Father God, and in your Son, Jesus Christ. Holy and precious name we pray. Amen.